death of Moses. The Lord said to Moses, "Go up this mountain. There I'll show you the land I'm giving Israel. You can't go in with them because of your sin of hitting the rock. But I'll let you see the land. And after that, you'll die." Moses said, Lord, select a man to lead these people. Someone who can stand before them and make decisions that will be good for them. If you don't, they'll be like sheep without a shepherd." God said, "Joshua has the spirit of wisdom in him. Have him stand in front of Eleazar the priest while the entire congregation is watching. Make sure everyone can hear you give him the authority to lead the nation. Tell the people to obey him, like they've obeyed you. Tell Joshua he should get advice from Eleazar." So Moses did as the Lord commanded. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar and all the people. Moses then laid his hands on Joshua and commissioned him to lead the nation. He then said to the people, "I have a command for you. It's well within your ability to obey. If you do, you'll have life and prosperity. Not obeying it will bring heartaches and death. The command is simply this: love the Lord your God and do what he says. If you do, he'll bless you as you go into the land. But if you don't, he'll take everything you love away from you. I'm asking heaven and earth to be a witness of what I'm saying. I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Therefore, choose life. Love the Lord your God. Obey him and be faithful to him, because he is your life." Then Moses said to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. The Lord will be with you and will go before you. Don't be afraid or discouraged." After saying this, Moses went up the mountain, which was across from Jericho. There God showed him the land of Israel. He was able to see it all, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. The Lord said, "This is the land I promised to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've allowed you to see it, but you can't cross over into it." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died, and the Lord buried him in the land of Moab. He was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyesight was still good, and he was physically fit. The people cried for 30 days after the death of Moses. There has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses. Yet God promised the people that someday a great prophet would come who would be like Moses.